That was the parak Nunches Pasuk Yud Beis. Uvanu mimchom chorvos olam.
Nunches
Noach. Parshas Noach we're learning today.
Yes.
Pasuk Yud Beis. Uvanu mimchom chorvos olam. We're continuing the discussion what's going to occur at the time of Mashiach, or simply the time of Mashiach, many, or when Klal Yisrael does the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we do tshuva the way we're supposed to do tshuva, not the type of tshuva that's just lip service and a fast day where we kill time by occupying ourselves in matters that distract us, but we fast for real and we do tshuva and we give tzedakah and we do matters relating min adam lachavero, and we free the slaves that we oppress. So the pasuk went on to go say the last few pesukim describe the incredible reward that we will receive. Hashem will guide us when we cry out; He will answer us. And now pasuk Yudbeis continues the reward of what we will merit through a sincere tshuva. It will be rebuilt through you, the ruins of the world. It's an incredible pasuk. Mashiach comes, and the world is in a state of chaos, a state of churban. And through Klal Yisrael, they will have the insight, will have the means to rebuild the world. It will be rebuilt through you, Charvos Olam, the ruins of the world. Moste Dar Vadar Tikamim, the foundations of each generation you will Tikamim, you will rise up. You will raise. That's a very interesting idea, which means that when Mashiach comes, nothing is lost. Every generation, to a certain degree, has contributed. So I have to look at the world like that. It has contributed to the world in some positive way. They have invented things, technology. They have contributed new approaches to life. Problem is that many of these good contributions were very short-lived, because along comes another generation and there's war and there's this and there's that, and they destroy the good that every generation wanted to bring to this world. Klal Yisrael will come at the end of days and extract those foundations that were laid by every generation throughout the entire history and build upon it. That's what it says. It says over here, Moste Dar Vadar Tikamim, the foundations of each generation that existed in the past will be raised up through Klal Yisrael. They will Klal Yisrael will show that this, what happened 500 years ago, was really something very positive. It's just that you did not have the ability at the time to follow through, to bring it to fruition, to bring out its full potential. We will now take that foundation and elevate it and go forward. The Korah Lucha, they will call Klal Yisrael Goder Peretz, the one who fences in the breach. That's an entirely different idea, that there are breaches in civilization, breaches in morals, and Klal Yisrael will fence in these breaches. Mishavev Nisivos Loshaves, they will restore. Mishavev means restore. Nisivos, paths. Loshaves, for dwelling. Things that were in the past, that approaches to life that were destroyed, will now be restored through Klal Yisrael.
From here we learn that Mashiach will be a worldwide Mashiach, not just from the Jewish people.
Say it again?
That Mashiach, when he comes,
yes,
will serve the whole world.
Absolutely. That's
not just the Jewish
people. That is clear as day. That is 100% correct. 100, that there are many psukim, many all over, that Adarabba, Mashiach, to a certain degree, is the Arlo Amim. For Rav Shane, good morning. How are you? We missed you last week.
Non-sectarian Mashiach.
And to a certain degree, we find that Mashiach, his focus will be more for the Umos Olam than it will be for us. Because Klal Yisrael, they pretty much know what to do. They just need a little help. But the Umos Olam, they're clueless. They need real help. And so there are many psukim, especially in the beginning of Yeshayahu, where Mashiach, the focus of Mashiach is exclusively for the Umos Sa'olam. And I can't say that exclusively, but from the psukim, some of the psukim, that's what it would appear. Obviously, it's both. It's for the Umos Sa'olam and it's for us as well. Pasuk Yud Gimel. So now he goes, he returns to an old theme, in Toshev Mishabos Raglecha. It's not clear the sequence of psukim. First, he tells us your tshuva is insincere. Then he tells us what we should do, and then he tells us reward. And now he goes back and tells us what should be part of the tshuva process. And he focuses on Yeshaya on Shabbos. He's a famous psukim. Mishnah Berurah quotes his psukim in the Hagdamah to the Mishnah Berurah. There are a lot of rabbanim that give shiurim on Hagdamos. Introductions to popular svarim. It's a very interesting approach, a very interesting type of shir. You learn, a rav will spend a week or two learning the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Berurah. Then you learn the Hakdamah to Aruch HaShulchan. And you learn the Hakdamah to all the various svarim. The introduction really brings out the essence of what the Mechaber, His goal was in writing the Sefer. So this pasuk is discussed in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Berurah, I think at great length, and especially now I should really say Hilchos Shabbos. It's a very long Hakdamah to Hilchos Shabbos Chelek Gimel, and here is the pasuk which Chazal discussed also, Im Toshev Mishabbos Raglecha. If you'll only hold your feet back from Shabbos, this fits perfectly into what we'll discuss in the Mishnah Berurah, Tchumen. Now one of the laws of Shabbos is Al Yetze Ish Mimukama Bayim Hashvi. Purpose of Shabbos is you shall be in one location. Don't try to travel the entire world. You're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos. Besides the halachic rules, but there is a moral lesson. I don't know a moral lesson, but there is a theme of what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos, the purpose of Shabbos is to stay put, is to stay in one location. And here Yeshayahu is telling people, you stop traveling on Shabbos. Im Toshiv, if you will return Mishabbos, due to the sanctity of Shabbos Raglecha, you have to take the word Toshiv and connect to this Raglecha. Don't travel on Shabbos outside your Tchum. Asos Chafotzecha Biyom Kodshi. You have to take those words Asos Chafotzecha and connect it with the word Im, meaning do not do your desire Biyom Kodshi on my holy day. Shabbos is a day that is reserved for Hashem. It's not a day of business. It's not a day to focus on a mundane matters. It's a day to focus on Kedusha. V'korosa l'Shabbos Oneg, and you'll also call Shabbos day of delight. L'kdosh Hashem l'chubad, to the holy of l'kdosh Hashem l'chubad, you will call. Then you have to take these three words and you have to connect to the word vikarasa. That's the very common thing. So vikarasa, you will call likdosh Hashem, the holy of Hashem. Shabbos is the holy of Hashem, mechubad, honored. It is sacred, it is vichibadato, and you will give it honor. Me'asos derechecha, from not doing your ways. Mimtsochevtzecha, from seeking your desires. Vidavber dovar, and from speaking mundane matters. So this is a very important pasuk, that Shabbos, it's not just melacha. People make a mistake and think that as long as you don't violate the 39 malachas, you can do whatever you want. Technically, Shabbos, you can watch television, you can listen to the radio, you can talk business, you can treat Shabbos as if it's a regular business day. You wouldn't know the difference. But that violates that, because you just have to follow the lamed tes malachas. So if I'm not doing anything, even though in front of me all these things are being shown and I'm listening and we're talking in business, I'm not doing any malacha, I'm not walking, but it's a violation of the sanctity of Shabbos. Well, that's different. That oneg is a plus. See, in this pasuk, there are two things. If you look very carefully in this pasuk, there are two themes. There is the negative and the positive. Don't do things which are take away from the sanctity, and then there's so what can you can just stay home and sleep the whole Shabbos. Just sleep for 24 hours. Lie in your bed. No, that's also not a keem of Shabbos. Shabbos, you have to bring out the Kedusha. Own it. There has to be Zemiros, there has to be Yisud Shabbos, there has to be Davening, there has to be Tefillah, there has to be family, there has to be a proper elevation of Shabbos. Yeah.
I could interpret the word Rag Lecha as your routine.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good.
You are Ragil to do.
Very good. Very good. Beautiful. Don't follow your daily routine. Shabbos is a special day for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Daber Dover means to speak matters. Your Dibur on Shabbos is not the same Dibur as it is during the week. It's very, very, what?
It's even more gross. We had Iranian tenants. They said a lot of the Iranians there, not only the Nisayan, especially one bigger towns, so they go to the business on Shabbos.
They go to what?
They go to the business on Shabbos.
Yeah.
But they have workers, and they just stand by just to see that the worker puts the money on the cash register. They're on the Madrega, but Nebuchadnezzar, it's a very low Madrega.
Uh-huh.
And in Trenton, where I live, I knew there were two people that also did that.
They go to work on Shabbos. They just don't actually do the melacha.
Right.
So that's a problem. That takes away from the daber mimtzochev tzecha, two things. You're not allowed to, like, there's a halacha. You're not supposed to transport boxes. Like, it's like you're packing, you're moving. So you'll just move around things from place to place. That's mimtzochev tzecha. And the daber davar, you should not be speaking. Your speech on Shabbos should be different than the speech during the week. Let's see over here first Rashi. Rashi says, no, there is no Rashi. And let's just see over here the Mitzudos. Mitzudos says, let's read, because it's a very, very important pasuk. I want to really emphasize this pasuk. Look at pasuk Yud Gimel. Let's run through it very quickly. Imtashiv mishabes raglecha. Rotzalaymar. I'm reading from the Mitzudas David, pasuk Yud Gimel. Im herzaktem derech lotzeh schutz letchom v'nizkarta shushabes. If by mistake you have traveled outside the tchum, this is what we've been learning all this time, tchum Shabbos, and now v'nizkarta shushabes, you now recognize it, you remember Shabbos, v'hashay vosa raglecha bavur Shabbos, so you should you should walk back. Don't travel past the tchum. Asos hamem shel mishabes amed b'mukam shnayim v'rosu laimar im. The word im that says in the beginning of the pasuk im toshev mishabes goes back now on im asos chavtzecha. Im toshev me'asos chavtzecha. Echon min hamalachos asus. Do not violate the malachos. Biyom kachi zeh Shabbos, shakit shui hamakim, v'karos l'Shabbos oinik, tikra es Shabbos yoim oinik. Ratzolaymar, yihye miyuchud l'chol hisanik, but it's a day in which you take delight. There's a lot of drush, the word oinik. Oinik is the Rashi Tevos, v'gan yoytzei mei Eden. So the ayin is Eden. The nohar yotzei. There's a nar which comes out of Eden and waters the gan, right? The nar yotzei ho Eden, and this nar, it waters the gan. So if all three letters, ayin is the only ayin is Eden. No one was ever inside Eden. We only know from the gan Eden. What's the connection between the garden and Eden itself? What's the connection? It's the river. There's a river which flows out of Eden into the Gan, and that's where the Gan is watered. Adam HaRishon was put in the garden. Adam HaRishon never was allowed entry into Eden itself. And Eden is the ultimate enjoyment that's possible in this world and in the next. And that's the three letters which represent enjoyment. The garden, the river which connects the garden to the ultimate source of Eden, and that's why those three letters appear in the word Onek. I think this is a popular Jewish to express the significance of the word Onek. Okay, next part of the Mitzvah is the Kursal Shabbos Onek. What?
The Gan is not in the middle of Eden?
The Gan, no, Gan was outside. The Gan, the no, you have to look. I don't know the pasuk on the tip of my tongue, but the after look from our remember is that the something called Eden. Then there's a garden, in front of Eden. The Sochagan, that there was a tree. The tree, the Eitz Hadas, the Eitz Hachaim was the Sochagan. They were in the garden, but the garden is outside of Eden, and the garden is connected to Eden through the river. So these three together represent delicacies and delights. That's why that's oneg, enjoyment. Okay, further.
In Toshim, Shabbos Reglecha, maybe it's too. If you went outside the tchum.
You know what? You have to stop.
I don't think you should go back.
You're not allowed to go backwards. So what does it mean over here? You're not allowed to go back. Here it says in the mitzvah, this means if you plan, stop short. It doesn't say that you actually left the chum. If you went out on the road and you're planning to travel outside the tchum, stop. Don't do that. That's forbidden. Don't go there, because once you go past the tchum, then you're not going to be allowed to go back inside. Okay, l'kdosh back in the mitzvah. L'kdosh yishol yashol mechubah liyoyim haShabbos shekitcha mokam tiko yom mechubah mebliyasav b'mulacha shalchol v'kibarti ratzlam alo b'kri Hashem levad ela techabedo bo in yonecha. You shall honor it with your matters. What are your matters? Mimtso mebli mitzo bo chavtzecha. Do not seek out your personal desire. Don't make calculations which are not in the spirit of Shabbos. Now let me read you some of the midrashim over here. Some of the midrashim over here says, first of all, there's a midrash that says, one of the l'kdosh Hashem mechubah, there's a midrash that's referring to Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is the ultimate Shabbos. I'm reading you the midrash, l'kdosh Hashem mechubah, Amar Reish Lakish Rav Hamnuna, Maidach Sif, l'kdosh Hashem mechubah, what does this pasuk mean? This pasuk, Amar Le Zeyoyim HaKippurim. When is a day when you sanctify it just with sanctity, with honor, and no eating, no drinking? Yom Kippur. So someone who learned this pasuk, at least according to the Medrash, is a reference to Yom Kippur. Okay, next Medrash. V'chibadato mi'asois derechecha. What does it mean, v'chibadato? So it says here in the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, shelo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbos ki malbushcha shel chol. On Shabbos you have to have special clothing. And then the Gemara brings an example. Rabbi Yochanan, he would call this clothing mechabdusi. What does it mean? On Shabbos, you're not supposed to walk the same way you walk. The place where you walk, I guess, on Shabbos should be different. This means the chefse shamayim. Things that you do on Shabbos, you should be different. You should not speak in matters on Shabbos like you speak during the week. So this Gemara, very important Gemara, darshan these words, so word for it in the pasuk. The pasuk yidalit, oz tisanagel Hashem. If a person will follow what I have told you to do to sanctify the Shabbos, oz tisanagel Hashem, then you will take delight upon Hashem. The yirkavticha Hashem will cause you to rise. It will station you, will elevate you, al bomosei aretz, upon the high places of the world. Ve'ha'achalticha nachalas Yaakov, he will give you to eat, he will give you to benefit, to enjoy the inheritance of Yaakov, avicha, your forefather. Ki pi Hashem diber, everything that I have told you, Yeshaya says, comes from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's go further. Paperek Nuntes, hey leikotsho yad Hashem Yoshia. Okay, now Yeshaya switches to a new theme, and he gives encouragement to Klal Yisrael, do not despair. Although things may seem difficult, Hashem's hand is not short from salvation. The loy chavda ozno mishmo, his ears are not heavy from listening. Hashem listens to your prayers. And if you find that Hashem is not saving you, he is not listening, you have no one to blame but yourself. Ki im avonosechem hoyim avdilim, it's your sins that have separated beinechem lebein elokechem, between you and your God. V'chatoseichem, and it's due to your sins. Hastir ponim ikem mishmoa, and if you find that Hashem is not listening to your tefillah, it's only because of your sins. are of cause a Kadosh Baruch Hu to turn away his ears, his face, from listening to you. Pasuk Gimel, Ki chapechem negoalu vadam, because your hands, the reason why Hashem is not saving is because your hands are disgusting. Negoalu means dirty, filthy with blood. Blood simply means murder. Okay, so if you want to take the pasuk literally, so be it. If you want to take the pasuk more figuratively, it means that you have denied justice to the poor and to the orphan and the widow, and it's as if you've murdered them. So it's more of a figurative sense that denying justice is like murder. The etzbe oiseichem be'avon, and your fingers are sin, are guilty, are dirty. That goes back on the word nigalu. Your fingers are dirty be'avon with sin. Sifso sechem diru sheker, your lips have spoken falsehood. Leshonchem, your tongue, avla teheget, tehege means to utter. Avla, wrongdoing, sin has uttered. Pasuk dalet, Ein korei v'tzedek, there is no one that calls out in tzedek. Everything is corrupt. The society is thoroughly corrupt. There is no desire that there should be righteousness. V'yein mishpat be'emuna, and there is no mishpat with faith. Batoach al tohu, people have faith on their faith al tohu, on emptiness. V'daber shav, and they speak falsehood. People have faith on corruption. The only way they will profit, they will gain, they will survive in society is only through corruption. That's where they put their faith. Al tov v'dabe sheker, on emptiness, and they speak falsehood. Now here's an expression: haro amol v'hoyleid oven. They become pregnant with amol, which is corruption. And they give birth to sin. So in other words, this expression means it's not just the spur of the moment. People plan elaborate schemes which take a long period of time to profit. So that when you describe this expression, becoming pregnant and giving birth, this is a long process, a 9-month process of producing a child. So here, when it comes to corruption, not just a person has an opportunity and he takes advantage and he steals money. A person plans a long time how exactly he's going to swindle, he's going to steal and rob from people that are vulnerable. Pasuk Hei. Beitzei tzifoni bikeyu, v'kurei akovish yerogu. Now we're describing poison, poisonous creatures. Now a tzifoni is a serpent. It's a type of serpent, a very dangerous type of serpent. Bikeyu means they break forth. People, the eggs of a serpent, they hatch. Bikeyu literally means to crack, and in reference of an egg, it means the eggs hatch. So they cause eggs of serpents to hatch. Vukurei achkobish. Achkobish means a spider. And vukurei means the beams. What are the beams of a spider? The web. Spider webs. Spider webs are worthless. It's very sophisticated and complicated, but they have no strength whatsoever. They're not something which can support any weight. So people, they weave webs of spiders, meaning it's all the foundation of their monetary system is weak. It's worthless. It's empty. Hey, let's just read the pasuk. We'll see the mitzvahs. Ha'eichel mi beitzem yamos. The pasuk goes on to explain what we mean over here. It says over here people go into the business of bringing forth into this world eggs of serpents. What are you going to accomplish with this? Ha'oichel mi beitzem yamos. If a person will eat these eggs, they will die. They're poisonous. V'hazura. If you rub, a person rubs the eggs, waiting for the serpents to come forth. Tiboka efe. When you rub it, it will hatch with efe, a poisonous snake. So what are you doing? Why are you in the business of producing eggs of serpents? If you'll eat these eggs, you'll die. They're poisonous. If you let the eggs develop and grow into serpents, and you'll cause them to hatch, you're bringing into the world mazikim. You're bringing into the world creatures which are going to cause tremendous harm. Pasuk Vav, kurehem lo yiyu leveged. The webs of the spiders are worthless. They're the kure means a beam, but here means the how what do you call it called in English? The actual individual little parts of the web.
Strands.
The strands of the web. This is the cause of the term, special word for the web. The strands of this web, kurehem lo yulevegin, they cannot serve as a garment. But lo yiskasu b'masehem, you're not going to be able to shelter yourself b'masehem in their deeds. In their deeds of referring to these spiders, masehem maase avon, their deeds are deeds of iniquity. Ufal chamos b'chapehem, chamos b'chapehem, and actions of violence are in their hands. Raglihem l'raya rutsu, their legs, they run to do evil. Vimaru lishpochdom, and they are quick to spill blood. Dom naki, machshevosehem, their thoughts, machshevosehem, the thoughts of iniquity. Shod voshever bimsilosam, ruin and destruction are in their paths. So Hashem over here is comparing Klal Yisrael, the sins of Klal Yisrael, to two things: the eggs of the serpents and the webs of spiders. Let's just see just a little bit of the Mitzudos, how he explains this metaphor a little bit better. Let's just read just a few lines of the metaphor. Let's just go back to Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey, Beit Tzifoni Bikahu. The eggs of the serpents hatch. Rotzolaymar. Kma Beitzim O'Ela Sha'ad Lo Nifku Adain Ena Mazik Ba'olam. Just like these eggs of the serpent, until they hatch, the Mazik has not yet, the damager has not yet come into the world. V'chasher Yisbaku. And when the eggs hatch, Oz Teitzei Hatzifoin, then comes forth the serpent. Ubo HaMazik, and the Mazik comes. Kein Heim Chushim Ra. So to these evil people, all they do the whole day is they plan evil thoughts. The achar ze yasehu v'yazik le'adam, and then they hatch, and then they bring into fruition their plans. The kari ach b'shiarogu rotzolaymar. Ein toeles v'kiyum v'hamada b'maseyem. The evil people do not. There is no benefit to society from their evil deeds and their evil plans. Kimo, just like the mushel, she'ein toeles v'kiyum b'yirios ha'achbish. There is no benefit and gain with the urios, the lavish and complex,
intricate
webs that spiders create. What do we have? The only thing you have, it's the only thing that's good about webs, and once remember vague learning is, it's, didn't we have the David HaMelech, sometimes Medrash?
Shol.
You know that the person did not go here. It's a certain like, it's a way of knowing that if the person would have walked here, then the webs would have been broken. So the fact that there are cobwebs all over the place, that's an indication that this person did not go here. That's what their tafkid is. Everything has a tafkid in this world. But an alarm system. What?
Amela.
Yeah.
Right. You said, well, what's the significance of such a creature?
Hashem showed him, you need this because you had to be protected from Shaul. It saved your life. You knew exactly where Shaul was and Shaul was not. So everything has a purpose. But here we're focusing on what it would appear the web, the spiders are trying to do. They're trying to create some type of structure. And it's a very intricate, elaborate, complex structure. But the truth is, it can't accomplish anything because it's much, much too weak. And that's the muscle that we're focusing here with regard to the Rishon. Their plans are very complex, very intricate. But halacha lemaisa, the strands are so, so weak, they cannot accomplish for society anything. And adirabah, there's nothing more than trouble.
Okay, let's. Intending the care.
Yeah. When David went, one of the caves, right?
He and Shaul came on the.
Shaul saw that David. This is right. It saved his life. That the king can't be here because.
Going inside.
The whole opening to the cave is full of webs. It cannot be that David rose over Yaakov. The Baruch Hu caused the web to come, the spiders to come in to do it. Right, in Echnani. Okay, Pasuk Ches. Derech Shalom Lo Yado. Pasuk is over here that the wicked people, they do not know the way of peace. V'yemishpat bimaglosam. Bimaglosam means in their path. A magal. There's a shvil and a magal. Two different types. Maglet said again, cheni. There are two different types. There's a path. One is a small path, one is a large path. I forgot the context. Which one is the small one? The magal is the large one. Lashon of agola. Agola is a wagon. A wagon is a very large path. So we have this previous pasuk Zion mentioned showed v'shever bim silo sum. That's a small path. There is ruin and destruction in the small paths. And pasuk Ches describes their large paths, which are as large as wagons. Derech shalom lo yodahu v'yei mishpat bim mag lo sum. And there is no mishpat in their large paths. Nisivo sehem ikshu lohem. A third word for a path. A nisiv, a magol, and a mesila. A third word in their nisivo sehem ikshu lohem. They are made crooked. All of their paths are crooked. Called Dorich Ba. Anyone that travels down their path, anyone that follows in their ways, Lo Yoda Shalom, does not know from peace. Pasuk Tes Al Kain. Therefore, Rochak Mishpat Mimenu. Hashem says that my Mishpat is completely removed from Mimenu. These people, Mishpat is removed from them. Velo Sasigenu Tzedakah. Tzedakah, righteousness will not overtake this person. This person is so far removed. He's so corrupt. There's no way he has any rehabilitation for this person. The mishpat is too far removed from him, and it will not overcome him. Tzedakah, nekave la'ar. They will hope for light. They will find themselves in great sorrow. They will hope that the salvation will come in the form of light. But v'hinei choshech, lin gohos. Lin gohos also is a form of light. Noga. They will yearn for light, but ba'afelos nahalech, they will walk in darkness. There will be no salvation when a person chooses a path of corruption. So the punishment is he slack into the corruption. Mida k'neged mida, you want to choose for yourself corruption. Even then, when you want to get out of it, when you'll realize your only escape is to go there, chayosha, it will be too late. You'll be so caught up in this mahalach, you're not going to be able to survive. Pasuk yud. What? Yeah.
So again,
in the
Eitzchayim, he
said, yeah. Shalom. So those people that focus, that's the contrast. Right, so the people who, all the way around, very good pause, very good contrast, their path in Eitzchayim will be at peace. Let's finish up a few more here, finish up this theme. They're like blind. These people that are corrupt, they have gone, they have chosen for themselves the path of corruption. It's as if they're blind. And when a blind person, when they travel, they feel their way by touching the wall. They move along the wall and they hold on to the wall. Ne gashisha, they touch. Ki ivrim, like the blind kier. Ukein einayim ne gashisha. Same exactly. These two words, Ukein einayim, parallels the word ki ivrim. Ne gashisha means they feel. It's exactly the same word. Koshalnu bat saharayim kaneshef. They stumble in the bright light as if it was pitch black dark. In other words, they're so lost. These people who have chosen for themselves a life of sheker and false and corruption, they're so caught up in their corruption, even when they want to try to be honest, it's too late. That's their punishment. Even at a time of Tzoharayim, when things are clear as this bright light, they continue to stumble, kaneshef, as if it was dark. Neshef means the evening, the darkness. Bo ashmanim, they, ashmanim is also means darkness. It means graves. The kavodim, ashmanim, Metzudas translates this to mean bekvarim hashemenim, desolate graves. Kamesim, they travel. It's as if they're traveling in desolate wastelands of graves, like the dead. That's how far gone they are. Neheme kadubim kulanu, they cry out. Neheme means to cry out like bears. Kulanu, we all cry out like bears. V'chayonim hogo nege, And like a yonah, a dove, also makes chirping sounds. So hogo nega means a chirping sound, this chirping sound of a yonah. And the beer is also nehemeh, that's the sound of the beer. Nekavel mishpat va'ayin, they yearn for mishpat va'ayin, but it's not to be found. Lishua for salvation, rechakam imenu, and it is far from them. So this theme, the theme of the pasuk is that a person that chooses, it's a very deep, profound idea. Mida keneged mida. A person chooses at a time when he has in front of him two approaches to life. An approach of tzedek, an approach of sheker. If he chooses to go on the path of sheker, the punishment is he will be so caught up, he'll get so caught up, even when it'll come a later point in time where now he wants to follow a path of righteousness, too little, too late. He's so swept up in this vicious cycle, in this approach, that he can't get out of it. And the pain of being stuck into this corrupt lifestyle is very painful. To the point where it says here that they even when there are times of lightness, and there are times when they see how false their ways are, they're still locked into this addiction, and it's too hard for them to escape. Okay, so we'll stop here, Pasuk Yud Beis.